could you do today? Truly live after you. Said everyone to the Irish. Say get up big with them jolly. Said everybody feeling merry. Get up people them Irish.
Hello, hello. Yes, we are here. Another hour. Oh, yes, another hour of power. And finally, you drug fiends, we're finally here and I'm giving you your dose. I'm going to give you your dose. I'm just kidding. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds Takeover Sunday service on Christmas. Woo-wee! So, any hoozles, we are here and we are clear. So let's get away from all the distractions and all the things we don't, that don't serve us. And let's connect. Let's connect to the higher self right now. Let's be in this moment. Yeah, that's right. If you're feeling giggly, get the giggles out because you're supposed to be feeling like that. So this is going to be inspirational speaking, but it can also be a meditation if that's what you want to convert it into as well. This is the Sunday service. Sunday service. Sunday service channeling. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, and all the Spirit come gather around me. All the Spirit come hold hands and gather around me and form a circle around me. Form a circle around us right now. Thank you for being in here. Thank you for being high, happy, and in tune, Infinite Spirit. Oh, you are guiding us right now on this beautiful, magnificent day. This beautiful, magnificent day, the awakening of our souls and our spirits. Today is the day we unfold. Today is the day. Every day is a brand new day. You see, every day is a brand new day. Everything is brand new. And you can feel the energy. The energy of family is in the air. The energy of friends. The energy of gathering is in the air in unity. And as we connect with this, we come into this information. We come into this place where we understand that we are one. We take away the separation. We take away the separation and the limitations of being separate from one another. And this is the day, this is the time of Christmas that we understand that we are all one. Imagine yourself right now being one unit. Imagine yourself being one piece of God. Imagine yourself being a star and part of a whole galaxy that is one. And you connect and your unit is one. See, we are all one right now, rotating, connecting, going through the day, waking up every single day. We work in rotation with each other. One part, one hand washes the other. And we are here. That is exactly what we are here for. The one consciousness, the one mind. And you are God's self. You are God's self shining and connecting with the higher self, the Christ consciousness right now. And we bow down and we yield to this beautiful, magnificent place that is our truth. We yield to this beautiful, magnificent place that raises our vibration right now. As we raise our vibration, as we go into the connecting of the galactic, supergalactic skies, we are here and everything is clear. There is all clarity right here, right now. Clarity is here. Clarity is gathering us right here on this infinite magical journey that this place we call now in the presence. That presence is an overwhelming, bursting sensation of love. You are this overwhelming, bursting sensation of love. This firework of magic that lights up the sky. You see, you are the most magnificent, most beautiful entity that is on this earth. You, look at how amazing it is to be alive. Something wants you to be alive. Something wants you to be here. Something is operating so you can breathe a breath every single day. Something is operating so you can have this experience. Something is operating for you. Something is happening to you and for you right now, through you right now, so you can have this beautiful, blessed experience of life. And as we come to understand how blessed we are in this beautiful blessing, magnificent, how special we are, how unique we are, and how chosen we are, because we are all chosen. We are all God's chosen. If that was not truth, we would not be here right now if we are not all God's chosen. You would not have this experience right now. You would not be listening. You could not hear this. Everyone hearing this right now, you are chosen. You are everything God, universe, spirit wants you to be. You are perfect. Right now, we get away from anything that could have told us anything less than who we were. Today is a beautiful day where our energy expands. See, our being expands. See, our being is already expansive. Our being is the galaxy. Our being is the stars. Our being is the ocean and the sea. But when we come to this 3D realm and we come and participate in this material world, we must understand the material limitations. But we know that that is not us. That's just an experience. Gravity is just an experience. Death is just an experience. Birth is just an experience. But we are eternal, you see. You're always death. There's always death and rebirth. There is always destruction and creation. There is always magnificence of the natural, born, organic chaos and magnificent, born order. Feel into the luxury of yourself because you are this luxurious place. You are this luxurious, infinite self. You are this luxurious, infinite now. The plentitude is here. Hi! Vibrational tune that is connecting to your higher beauty. You are the magnificent love. You play in the field of playing. You play in the field of playing. You play in the field of joy, love, prosperity, magic. You are this. Everything that you can conceive, look at your hands, because everything is in your hands, in your eyes, your feet, your arms, everything that you have. And if you do not have one part, you have the other. There is magic coming out of your hands. There is pure creation coming out of your hands, and it is at the tip of your hands. Everything that you could possibly want right now, everything that you could possibly ask for is right here, right now, in this moment. The only thing that hinders it is our belief that it isn't there or it is there. It can or it cannot. That is the only thing that hinders our reality is us. And when we realize the only thing that hinders our reality is us, we are limitless. We are superhuman. We are super beings. We are supernatural. Oh, guide me right now, universe. Guide me right now, infinite spirit. Oh, infinite spirit, speak through me. Infinite spirit, use me to a higher, higher purpose. Use us in the most spectacular, magnificent way, because healing is here. That ailment, the sickness, everything that you've been dwelling upon is already healed. Because it was serving you, it serves us. The sickness, the stress, was something that took us out, wherever it is serving us. Imagine how much it has served us to become stronger. Imagine how much it has served us to make another choice, to do something new. Imagine how much we've asked for this. See, many times we wonder, we ask and we pray. We pray for something and then something happens to us and we said, how could this happen? Why did this happen? I don't understand why this happened. And then you realize, well, because you asked for it. Because in the end, it's always serving you. See, our prayers and everything we ask for may not come in the form in which we are asking. It may come disguised as something else. So we must be open to all the things, all of the gifts. We must be open to the setbacks, because in the end, they may not even be setbacks. In the end, They are the infinite good. So here in this moment, connect to your higher self. Bow down to the love. Bow down to your higher grand royalty, because that's who you are. You are absolute royalty. You are absolute magic. You are God, living God, the higher self of God here in all possibility. Open me up, infinite spirit. Open me up and understand that every time we tap into this channeling, we're opening up a space in our consciousness. We're opening up a new dimension. We're opening up a new realm for goodness. Feel the good. Feel how good that is when we open up those doors, when we open up those pathways. We are orchestrating, all constantly orchestrating good, constantly on a magic trolley, on a magic train. Imagine yourself on a magic train. That train knows where it's going. It's on a track. You know who you are. You know what you're doing. And every stop, you get off your stop, you get off your pit stop, you get off. What are you doing? What are you doing when you get off your stop? Infinite Spirit says, we're gathering new information. We're gathering new friends. We're letting off old friends. We're letting on new friends. We're getting rid of old beliefs. We're taking on new beliefs. We're getting on old beliefs. But we're still on our track. We are still going, and we still know who we are. So this is the infinite space right now. No matter who is around you, no matter what has happened to you, this is the infinite core of your strength that is supernatural. It is magnificent. It is the highest, highest, highest grand light. Open up and activate your highest grand light. Open up your activate that place of love. Every time we open up and we activate that place of love, this world is changed. Every time we open up and activate that place of love, this world is evolving to a higher place, because that has always been the case. If nature can evolve so simple, if nature can effortlessly change with the seasons, flow with the seasons, go with the flow, that is us. We are an extension of the beauty of nature, because that is why when we want to relax, we go outside. Why do we feel so at ease, so whole, so rejuvenated when we go and take walks and we're outside and refreshed and getting that oxygen? Because it's a mirror of our beauty. We're remembering our beauty. That's what nature is, a reminder of how gorgeous and how wonderful and how miraculous we are. That is the joy. So as we come in, infinite spirit, get some nice grounding, get some nice love. Feel the joy that surrounds you right now in this moment. Feel the love, because Spirit is here with us. And we say thank you, Infinite Spirit, for this love. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for guiding and shielding and connecting me to the highest good. Let roots from your feet come all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, and tie tight. Please put a shield of white light and healing energy surrounding you. Take some nice deep inhales, in and out, in and out. Feel how good it feels to be alive. You are the most magnificent spirit possible. Feel this beautiful winter air. Feel it glide all around you. Feel yourself uplifting to the highest vibration. Feel your vibration get higher and higher and higher. Take in all the love from your family, all your friends, all your loved ones right now. Send love to everyone and all healing right now to everyone you can think of. Send all this healing everywhere you go. May the love of God surround me. May the love of God surround you. May the love of God surround all of our family and friends. May the love surround this world. May healing take place right now on our earth. Let the hope and the optimism just flow through all of consciousness and humankind. And let's give some healing. Let's give some love and mercy. Today is a beautiful day. Today is the day that our vibrations are raised to the highest good possible. And as our vibrations are raised to the highest good possible, we heal. You are healed, and we are healing right now. Infinite Spirit, use me as a channel to heal all who are listening. Use me as an instrument to heal all who are listening. Do you feel that love, 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 love? Do you feel that love, 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 love? Do you feel that love, 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 love? I love, I love, I love, I love, I love, I love, I love you. I love, I love, I love you. I am love, I am love, I am love. I am love, I am love, I am love. We are doing an infinite love chant to raise our vibration. If you are just joining in, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I love, I love, I love. I am love, I am love, I am love. I send love, I send love, I send love to everyone around me. I am the vibration of love. My heart is in a place of love. I am resonating in love. I give love. I give love. I give love. I receive love. I receive love. I receive love. You are love. You are love. You are love. I am love. I am love. I am love. We are love. We are love. We are love. You are love. You are loved. You are loved. I am loved. I am loved. I am loved. I love you. I love you. I love you. We are loved. We are loved. We are loved. Everyone loves us. Everyone loves us. Everyone loves me. Everyone loves you. This world is loved. This world is healing. This world is loved. This world is healing. This world is loved. This world is healing. We are healing. We are healing. We are loved. We are in a high vibration of love. We are in a high vibration of love. We are in a high vibration of healing. We are healed. We are healed. We are healed. We are healed. We are joy. We are loved. We are loved. You are loved. I love you. 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 Now take all of this in. We're coming back. We're coming back, and we're falling back down to earth like beautiful snowflakes, like beautiful, uniquely shaped snowflakes coming down. You can feel how expansive you are in this moment. You can feel how joyful and expansive and loved you are. Amen. Mwah. Love you. Please stay tuned for more of Paranormal Playground Sounds. We're here till 5 p.m. Thank you so much, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for the infinite presence. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Spirit, for healing us and being here and reminded how loved we are in this moment. We are so loved. You are so loved. You are light. That was amazing. So let's get kicking with some more music, some more beautiful music here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Here's some more Irish Rovers with Christmas Medley.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Throw the ancient yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
The blazing Yule before us.
La 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 la.
Strike the harp and join the chorus.
La 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 la.
Follow me in merry measure.
La 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 la.
While I sing of Yuletide treasure.
La 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 la. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Dixon and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayer, for Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll be there through far
sunshine and in rain. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, for Santa Claus comes tonight.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, he'll go down in history. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather would be. We'll take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
I was born over 10,000 years ago.
Hallelujah.
There ain't nothing against this world that I don't know.
Hallelujah.
I saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing a ring around the roses, and I'll lick the guy that says things so.
Hallelujah.
I saw Noah when he built that famous ark.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm that guy that cried the boat it after dark.
Hallelujah.
Well, I saw him when he nailed it. Saw him heist his sail and sail it, and I'll lick the guy that says things so.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm that guy what drove the mule around the world.
Hallelujah.
I'm that guy that drove the mule around the world.
Hallelujah.
First I drove him up and down and turned him around and drove him around and then I'll lick the guy that says things. So giddy up, Caleb, giddy up, giddy up. Boom, 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 boom.
Hallelujah.
I taught Solomon how to say his ABCs.
Hallelujah.
I taught Columbus how to sail the seven seas.
Hallelujah.
I taught Pope to fly to Homer, showed the Britain how to whip the Romans, then I'll lick the guy that says things. So get up.
Hallelujah.
I'm that guy that drove the mule around the world. Get up.
Hallelujah.
I'm that guy that drove the mule around the world.
Hallelujah.
First I drove him up and down and turned him around and drove him around and then I'll lick the guy that says things. So get up, get up, get up.
Hallelujah.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing. When the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay while I pray. My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day in a dream that's divine. In blue, with the world far away, and your lips close to mine. Same for as long as we live, that you'll always be there at the end of my prayer.
Hello, hello. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday Service Special Edition, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And this is your host, the Boston Medium, where I am Rolandite. Woo! Okay. So here we go. Here we go now. Like it, here we go. Come and feel me flow. Ding! It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. So, guess what time it is? It's PSA time. My prayer. Okay, we are in. Firearm safety PSA. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling firearms. Rule zero. All guns are always loaded. Okay? Rule number one, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule number two, keep your fingers off the trigger until your sights are on the target and you have made the decision to shoot. Now, rule number three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You know, I used my Boston accent. For that, I just felt like I needed to channel that. All right. Anyway. Whoa, time has flown. It's like flown. Time has flown. We only have like a half hour left. We only have a half hour left. But you know what? I am not. It's been a darn good hour and a half. And I'm very grateful. Very, very grateful for what everything holds. I think it's time for our Archangel Michael card pick. And by the way, it's just a rundown of what you heard, just in case you're like, what was that? That was the Platters with My Prayer. Love that band. They're my favorite duo band. Golden Gate Quartet, more gospel 1930s hip hop, born 10,000 years ago. And some more Irish Rovers with Christmas Medley. And before that, you had the Toasters, Christmas Time Again. Some ska. Of course I gotta put some ska in there, you know? I think this is like, I probably had 150, like, rockabilly song on here, which is interesting. Anyway, let's see. Oh, that's interesting because I usually play a lot of 50s rock and roll. Anywho. Ooh, remember the Viper commercial with the snake? And it's like your the protection. Oh, wow, really? Oh, wow, really? Yeah. Is the Viper commercial for the snake where it was like, like it was like a lock protection for the car, a security protection, and then the Viper is supposed to be like a pretend snake, and it's like, it's funny. Anyway, I was just yawning, and then it reminded me of the Viper commercial. Okay, so random. Anyway. Okay, Infinite Spirit. Infinite Spirit, Infinite Spirit, Infinite Spirit, what do you got for me today? Let's pull out a card. Okay, shuffle, shuffle, and shuffling hard. Shuffle, shuffle, and shuffling hard. Ooh, self-respect, I love it. Okay, so our angel card today is self-respect. From the Archangel Michael deck. Let's read. My prayer, dear God and angels, thank you for helping me see myself as you see me through the eyes of love. Thank you for honoring and respecting me. Please guide me to do the same for myself and grant me the courage to speak up on my own behalf. I ask for your protection in all of my relationships so that I am surrounded by loving and kind people. So I feel like that's a great message for today. The holidays can be a little rocky road, a little bit rocky, rocky, rocky-talky road. And, you know, immediately when I was reading this, I was just like, I already know it. It's about understanding because, you know, a lot of holidays are coming in. You know, you got Christmas, you got New Year's. You know, this sometimes this can tend to be a very volatile time, a very high-strung time for people. A lot of fights break out sometimes. A lot of people get rowdy, drink a lot. You know, whatever it is. And so, for whatever reason, and you know, sometimes I find this time of year just soothing to be alone and spending time alone. You know, away from any kind of drama. You know, life is not real, but then there's that other aspect of, you know, when we're around people, understanding our boundaries and understanding our rules that we have for ourselves and our values and our value system. And so right now, you know, what is it that you're tolerating? What is it that you know that you shouldn't be tolerating, but you tolerate it anyway? And how much that plays into the constant repetition of stagnation within your growth. And so a lot of times when because we teach people how to treat us. So when we are not receiving the treatment that we want and the treatment that we know we should have, we hate the reality that we have to look into ourselves and see what we're giving, because that's exactly what we're getting. You know, it's like everything we do is like it really is like a boomerang. You know, whatever we give out, we're gonna get back. So if we are experiencing unpleasant interactions with people, if we're experiencing unpleasant, encounters, we really do have to be look into ourselves and like, oh, so what did I do to actually attract this? What did I do to cause this? Where is this reacting stemming from? Because sometimes we can catch ourselves and say, oh yeah, you know, I am responsible for A, B, and C, but sometimes we react to certain things with certain people in a manner where we don't really understand that it is a residual and a continuous pattern. And so we have to catch ourselves when we get into patterns. Because there are times where genuinely we do need to stand up for ourselves. When genuinely there is a time where we don't have to enable bad behavior. I'm not saying, well, it's always your fault when, you know, people mistreat you. That's not what this is about, saying that it's your fault. It's about saying being able to stand up for yourself, being able to face that situation in the moment, but be able to learn from it, to go back and kind of, you know, do some personal inventory and say, okay, if this is occurring more than once on a regular occasion and I'm still talking about it, I'm telling people about it, and it's continuously going on, what are you giving regularly that is causing this behavior to be around you? So, you know, again, this is immediately what I got from this. So when you're spending your days in the holidays and when you're around certain people, if you are around people, family, friends, whatever it is, and you've experienced absolute peace, congratulations. You are doing the work. You are giving exactly what you want to give out, and it's coming back to you. But if you have been receiving, and you know what, and if you have been receiving hostility, anger, drama, this isn't to come down on you and to badmouth you and to make you feel bad. This is to help you understand, okay, this is happening, but this is my growth, and this is where I can learn from. So congratulations to you too. You both, everyone gets a congratulations, because I am, you know, as I'm saying this, I'm channeling this, and, you know, it's something I can learn too as well. And I'm sure, you know, the day isn't over. You know, the day definitely is not over. So there's lessons, there's blessings. Some days, you know, you're going to have really great company, and other days you're not, and it's okay, but it's still an opportunity to learn. It's still an opportunity to grow. It's not about labeling, okay, that person's bad, or this person's good, and, or I'm good and that person's bad and something's wrong, you know, but it's also not going into a space where it's like, yeah, I am a piece of pooey and nobody likes me and I just suck at everything I do. So let's keep it leveled. Let's keep it balanced to a place where you say, I'm human, I make mistakes, and I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to grow from it. We're not going to stay in one place. We're going to grow. So this whole idea of self-respect really is in this place where, how are we treating people the way we want to be treated? And where are we putting ourselves into this space where we know we are not putting ourselves into a place where we are endangering our emotional body? You know, we're not letting and not being susceptible to anybody endangering our emotional body. And when it happens, how, paying attention to how are we reacting? How are we responding? If we are responding in a way that is just going to add bad karma and continuously add negativity to us, then, you know, that's where the growth is. If we're coming from a place where we can tell ourselves that it's not personal, where we can come from a place of compassion and understanding that person must be hurting and that it is not mine, then there you go. There goes that level of self-respect that is being enhanced on a larger level, because that's the kind of treatment you give yourself. When you mess up, you would tell yourself, give yourself compassion, give yourself unconditional love, and continuously, you know, dust yourself off and try it all again. So, you know, I hope this all made sense during the holidays when we're around people, to understand that this is a time of reflection. This is a time of mirrors. See, the holidays, it is the only reason why it's a volatile, hostile time. It's because it's the time where we have to start seeing our mirrored selves. And sometimes it's very uncomfortable. Sometimes we don't like seeing the truth or hearing about, you know, the things we've been feeding ourselves, because it will come out and it will come back. Whether it's good or bad, we're gonna hear the feedback, and we're gonna feel the feedback through words or behavior from other people. So it's very important that this is a time that we do not lose our senses with the ground. We do not, we don't lose contact with the earth. And we know who we are. And we know that we make mistakes. And if you do get in a fight, if you do end up losing your stuff, still forgive yourself. It's okay. If you're still fighting with family, if you're still fighting with friends, guess what? It's okay. I mean, as long as no one gets hurt, no one gets killed. Please just, I mean, I'm just kidding, by the way. Please just, you know, give yourself some compassion and say, okay, it happened. Now you can learn from that. But again, don't beat yourself up if it does happen. Don't beat yourself up if you were not the higher self you wanted to be during this time. If you got down, if you let yourself get depressed and you let yourself get down and you let yourself feel lonely, don't beat yourself up. Be in those emotions, have those emotions and learn from those emotions, because we're not shaming any kind of state of being right now. We are looking at options to be able to grow in the way that we want to grow, and that is through self-respect. Nice. Okay, thank you, Spirit. Thank you so much for that. That was a lovely reading. And I really do enjoy these Archangel Michael deck cards. And so thank you for being with me on this hour of Paranormal Playground Sounds, where, you know, it's the 2 hour of power. And, you know, now that we got some more time, see, I can do these magical, funky things, all right? See, I got all the time in the world. Now I can do magical, funky things like meditate, inspirational speaking, and give a reading, and play an awesome kick butt playlist all at the same time. It's amazing. It really is. So let's get on with it. Thank you so much. We are almost done, but not forever. Just for the day. And some more magic, some more magical tunes to just kind of uplift and pump up, to pump up. I really like this. This is a song, The Beach Boys, and Carl Wilson is the lead vocal. Time to Get Alone. This is just such a, first of all, the Beach Boys Friends album is so good. I'd highly recommend it. But this one, I love it. There's winter references in here. So it makes you, it's that feel good feeling song where it makes you feel like you're in the cabin in the woods and the snow's everywhere and you're skiing. It's one of those feel good songs. So please, love it. Love it like I do. Here is the Beach Boys with Time to Get Alone.
Your eyes, and I'm so glad that we finally had some time. I can obey all of your rules.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, the Boston medium Mariah Merlinite, here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds Sunday Service Takeover Special Edition. And I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed the special edition of Paranormal Playground Sounds on Sunday and all of the songs that we have engaged in. And I hope you really liked my take on playing some Bjork from the Vespertine album. It really has that winter feel that I love and, you know, that I connect with. And that was Bjork with Unison. And speaking of Unison, today is the day. It's the holiday. It's Christmas, whatever it is that you celebrate. Unite. Let's be together. Let's be together. We are connected and we're all one. Happy holidays. And that before that was the Beach Boys, Santa's Beard, very fun. And the Beach Boys, Time to Get Alone, with Carl Wilson's beautiful vocals, The Platters, My Prayer. And before that, the Golden Gate Quartet, Born 10,000 Years Ago. I really hope you enjoyed all the gospel, all the Christmas music, all the country, all the folk, and the special, you know, Icelandic sounds of Bjork. And so thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to catch me on my regular hour from 2 to 4 for the next couple of weeks. Wednesdays, Paranormal Playground Sounds. We're going to have so much fun. Going to have some guests. Going to have a magical playlist and some more angel card readings, lots and lots of readings, lots of on-air readings from your favorite psychic medium, me, the Boston medium. So have a beautiful holiday. Good night. I love you so much. Love, 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 love. Hugs and kisses. And please be well, dear one. Please be well. So we are signing off here with some more. What better than to play some more Alvin and the Chipmunks? Wonderful day. By Alvin and his beautiful chipmunks. Love you so much. Goodbye.
All right, chipmunks. It's about that time of the year again, so let's sing about it real pretty. Ready, Simon?
Ready, Dave.
Theodore.
Yeah, boy.
Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
I'll tell you what. You can each open a present while we're waiting for the next chorus.
Oh, boy, look! A surfboard! I got an encyclopedia set, Dave!
Wonderful, boys. And how about you? Wait a minute, Alvin. Where'd you get that harmonica?
In spite of everything, that was really very... Where's Alvin? Alvin, will you please stop that? You're ruining a perfectly good... You're playing the wrong song in the wrong key, Alvin!
Well, I'm a bad girl,
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.